The voice of Liverpool.
City Talk.
City Talk.
105.9.
2 weeks ago today, it all started when we decided to set our boss up and get involved in the Toss Your Boss Off the Roof at the Royal Liverpool Hospital fundraising appeal. So we rang this man. That's my boss.
The worst career move you've ever made, by the way.
When he was in a hotel in London, and he turned the tables on me and said that he would do it if I would do it, which is why I am stood here for a very good cause. And it's the, I can't tell you, I'm just keeping the reason why I'm doing this in my head. I haven't looked around. That look, this is why I'm holding up. Oh, I'm not even, I don't even want to see your face. I can't look around. Now is not a good time for me to realise that I think I'm quite scared of heights. So, yeah, quite scared. Don't really know what I'm doing, but we'll just go for it.
That makes two of us.
Good.
The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9.
We're going to go live now to the top of the Royal Liverpool University building. Joining me now is our very own Kim. How are you, Kim?
Oh, well, I've been better, Dean.
Are the knees shaking?
Yes, the knees, Richard, the boss, and I are currently strapped in. Can I also say, Dean, it's really unattractive. I'm in this harnessing and I'm wearing this bright orange helmet.
Yeah.
So throwing myself off the side of a building is one thing, but looking terrible is something completely different.
Well, I can't wait to see you on our webcam. We've got a webcam up there, haven't we?
We have got a webcam up here. Rick from our website is also taking photographs. And yeah, it's fair to say the legs have gone. And in fact, I've just said to one of the guys here, what do I do if I can't remember how to walk? They keep assuring me that I'm in safe hands, but they also keep telling really awful jokes as well, which is
paint a picture of it up there. What's the view like?
Well, I can only tell you the way I'm facing, because I've actually not looked down, Dean, and I can't actually look down because then I think it will be quite disastrous.
Are you really scared? Are you really, really scared?
I'm really not. I'm honestly, genuinely not. I mean, I'm not scared of heights. I'm fine in the tower, but that's one thing being up there, but it's another thing standing on the top of the Royal Liverpool Hospital. You know, in the elements, it's pretty windy up here, tied to a rope with a big burly guy from the Royal Artillery telling me that it'll all be fine when he throws me off the edge. You know,
Some compensations if you've got a big burly guy there with you.
Well, I know, I have to. Yeah, very nice of you too as well. But I'm sure you can hear the wind, actually. It is really windy. Apparently, the good news is that the wind is actually blowing towards the building, which means that that'll keep us tucked into the building, which is good. But Richard and I are actually going to go down together, so the concern is that we might end up like a human pair of conkers.
So you haven't actually tossed Richard off the top of the building yet?
No, not yet. We're going to do it together, side by side.
Excellent.
And I said to him, you know, 12 months ago when we were talking about me joining City Talk, never in a lifetime did I think that we'd be doing this later on.
Hey, but it's all in a great cause, of course.
It is in a great cause, yeah, it is. It's for the Linda McCartney Centre here. That's a cause that I certainly do champion myself a lot. I've been really involved with them since I've been at City Talk, and I can't do any more than do this, you know, and that's the thing. And I've just said to the guys here, it's the one thing that I'm keeping in my mind is actually, you know what, this is nothing compared to what some of the patients here have to go through on a daily, if not weekly, basis. So,
absolutely.
So they will be in my mind as I absolutely terrify myself in the next few moments. Anyway,
good
the boss girl. Is here. Would you like
to
have a word?
Yeah, let's have a quick word with Richard.
Here he is. I can't look at him with a pacifier phone because he's over near the edge, so bear with me.
Richard? How are you feeling, Richard?
Hello, Dino.
There he is. Have you changed your pants yet?
Oh, many times. I don't think it's helped.
Have you ever abseiled before? Are you a sporty type, Richard?
You know what? I did it many, many, many years ago when I was a kid.
Right.
But I've never done it off anything like this, and not as windy as this as well. I know Kim just mentioned to you, but it's blowing an absolute gale up here. And her colour's gone from quite cocky confident down to the bottom, and she's now a deathly pale.
I have to say, though, to any of our listeners who might be a little bit worried, it is quite safe up there, isn't it? You're all strapped in and there's people looking after you.
Yeah, no, there are. There's a good team here, but they do keep making really bad jokes that I don't know whether it's supposed to give us confidence or not, but it's not particularly helping, I've got to say.
And, of course, it's all for a great cause, as I was just saying then to Kim.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause. We got here about 15 or 20 minutes before we actually came up onto the roof. We had a quick look around, and it's a great centre up here, and they do some great work. So, yeah, if we can help spread a little bit of publicity on City Talk, then we've done our job.
That's fantastic. Best of luck to both of you.
Thanks, Dino.
Catch you later.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we hope so, yeah, if all goes well. We'll catch you later. That's our very own Kim Hughes from The Breakfast Show. And our boss, Richard Mannock, they've joined 200 people up on the top of the Royal Liverpool University building, right on the top up there, and it's a big building, that one. And they're going to abseil the 200-foot down to the ground, so we hope it all goes well. I'm sure it will. Sounded very windy, though.
City Talk.
Does he not want to talk to him any longer?
No,
no, he does. I think he does bring him back. Right then. Okay. Let's just get this over.
Good?
No, feel absolutely shocking. Absolutely. Well, I can't remember a word. Right.
Back in position again.
Right.
Right to your left to the front.
Left hand up
nice
on
and wide
here.
Apart. Okay, what
right.
We do, walk
right hand back. One hand
stroke. And it doesn't matter that I can't hold my body weight or anything.
Nah. All it is, this is going to take your weight through the harness. Right, all you're doing is basically just gripping that rope. Right, the tighter you grip it, the slower you go. You release your grip on it, the quicker you'll go, all right?
Okay.
Honestly, it's not a problem. You just step backwards towards it. Just don't look where you're going, just walk backwards. I'll talk you through it.
Really? Just walk backwards?
Just keep walking backwards.
Oh.
Right,
oh my God, my language is going to be appalling.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know if I can do this.
Keep going back. Keep going. That's it. Right, at the moment, you're on the safety rope, all right? You're not on this because this is still slack. Right, so what you got to do is keep moving back. I'll just let a wee bit of rope out at a time. Alright, keep going. That's it, keep going. Keep going back.
Hang on, I don't know if...
But I will.
What? Okay.
You know when you're far enough back, Kim, because this will come up straight in front of you.
Right, okay.
Right, so you use that as an indicator. Again, keep moving back.
I'm so terrified.
Try not to come forward again because it just... For long as you've got to go back to where you started.
No, it's
right?
All right for you to say that. And what do I do now? What do I do now with my feet?
Just keep walking backwards and just let a little bit of rope slide through.
And sit back to us.
Yeah, well, what you're going to do is you're going to sit down, or as if you're sitting down in a seat but keeping your knees straight. Right, so lock your knees and you've got to push your bum back into your harness as if you're going to sit down in a seat.
Sorry, Rich.
Just going back.
Come on, just do it, Hughes. Just do
it. Keep leaning back, push
just
your bum
do
back.
It, just do it, just
that's
do it.
It. Right, all you've got to do, because of the weight of the rope, you've got to let this slide through a little
and
bit.
And what will happen then?
Nothing, you'll just move back a wee bit more, that's all. There's absolutely physically no way you can fall, right, unless the whole building drops.
That's right.
There's nothing you can do wrong. Keep going back.
Okay.
Go on, move your feet back a bit further towards the edge. Keep going, Kim. That's it, keep going.
I'm gonna pass out if I keep breathing like that. Okay.
Keep leaning back.
Okay, come on, Hughes.
What you're going to do now is if you're going to sit down, push your bum out.
Right.
As if you're going to sit in a seat, but keep your knees locked.
Okay.
Right. Keep leaning,
I'm just going to do
back.
This.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing
that.
It.
Keep
and then,
back,
okay. Whoa! But the rope moved.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Keep going down. Right, at this point, right, your body weight is out over the edge of the building.
Okay, don't tell me that. Just tell me what to do.
If
I don't want to know.
Happen,
I don't want to know. Just tell me what I've got to do now.
Just keep walking back.
Move my feet.
Not yet. Move them back just a little touch more
don't
so your heels are over the edge.
Don't grip with my left hand.
It's your right hand that's going to do the work. Right?
Well, what work is it going to do, though? Because I don't...
Open the rope.
Just holding it.
Yeah,
just loosely hold it. Don't hold it too tight.
Right. You control your speed with your right hand. Right. Keep moving back. Moving back. That's it. Keep going back. Keep doing it. Move your feet back
excellent.
A little bit more.
Keep it going as you are.
That's it.
Right,
driver,
step into the
groove.
Okay.
Right,
control
yourself. Keep going back.
Step
at the moment, right?
One
you need to keep going. Keep your feet still until your heels go. Your feet go for that position. Right there. Right.
So I'm like sat as if I was sat on the floor.
Basically, yeah.
With your left hand.
But you always want your feet below your bum, Kim, right?
Right, yeah, what now?
I'll lock you off. Right, I've got you now.
What you've got to do now is you've got to stop, get some photos.
Trust me, I've got you.
I've got you in the safety rope, Kim. You can't go anywhere, mate. All right, perfectly safe. Back yourself. In a minute.
Oh my God. I just so can't believe I'm doing this. I've never been so scared in my life. I think I'm going to cry.
All right, mate. Let me get moving, right? All you've got to do is keep your feet lower than your bum, all right? And just keep your feet good stance apart and just walk backwards, mate.
Okay.
All you've got to do now, Kim, is walk backwards. It's easier if you start off with little baby steps and then as you get into it, you can...
In between, like, the grooves. You've got me, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got
you. Oh, my God, this is the scariest thing. What if my feet slip?
You won't go anywhere. Step down with your other foot now.
Fine when you're here. You've got to get
Have you got me?
I've got you, mate. I've got you, and you've got yourself, haven't you?
Let the boat slide through and walk down.
That's it, Cam. Keep going.
Okay.
Walk down your feet, Cam. Good effort. Mind you, take your feet with you. You need them.
My feet have got to be below me. My feet have got to be below me. Okay.
That's it, mate.
Hard part over and done with. It's all downhill from now on.
All you're doing is walking backwards.
Oh my God, Richard, we're doing this.
Cam, see your right hand. Keep it down by your hip, mate. And let the rope slide through. That's it. Perfect.
Happy days. Richard's doing well.
That's it. Excellent.
Yeah.
Remember, you start just away from the wall, go past it, I'll bring you back in again. You breathing?
No, I don't think so. Oh my God, Richard, how scary is this? Richard, I just can't believe I'm doing this. I've never done anything like this in my life. Just keep thinking, you know, like, about all the people that were helping. Keep my right down hand, because I don't want to lose my fingers, apparently. Okay. Are you not scared, Richard?
Oh
my God, I've never even been on an adventure holiday. I've stopped. Oh my God, honestly, Richard, I can't tell you, I've never done anything like this in my life.
I know, but what an achievement if you've done it. Just take your time and let it slowly slip through your hands.
I'm so glad you're here. No, I'm not looking. They're telling me to look. I'm not looking. No, no, I'm sorry. Oh, I can't look. This is the... I don't even look. This is so ridiculous. I've not even looked down. I don't know how far there is to go. I think we've got ages to go. It's just so scary. Oh my Lord, I can't tell you. I cannot believe that people do this for fun. It is the hardest, scariest thing I have ever done in Get Lost, are we? No, you're so lying to me. The boss is lying to me. This is the scariest thing I have done in my life. I will never, ever do it again. Whoa! Dean, I have absolutely no idea what I said to Dean on that radio show this morning. I haven't got a clue today. This after that, you're trying to get me to talk about stuff. I know what you're doing, you idiot. I'll just call the boss an idiot. They're trying to get us to look up. I'm not doing any of those things. I cannot believe that people are actually going to, like, oh my goodness. Why have you stopped?
I don't think you can.
Richard.
No, keep it going.
Richard.
Keep him going.
They keep trying to stop me and take me a blooming picture. Like, I'm bothered about that. I've got to move my hand. Richard, how far have we got to go now? Are we over halfway?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, conkers, we're bumping into each other. Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, I get that now. Oh, I quite like going quicker. Let's just go quick.
Yeah.
We can just go quick, can't we?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so much easier. Why didn't they just tell us this? Oh my God. My friends are never going to believe that I've done this. I don't do anything like this.
You do now.
I don't. I'm never doing it again. No wonder blooming Duncan Boggs didn't want to do this. Oh, Richard, look at me. I'm like a professional now. Oh. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to believe how far. I honestly still haven't looked down, you know. All I can see is wall. My hands, I think I'm getting cramp. They're that tightly gripped. Are yours?
Yeah, both of them.
I actually don't think I'm going to be able to stop myself because my hands have just... Oh my God, it's the ground! Oh my God.
You all right?
I can't.
Oh, you just come.
Never heard anyone talk so much 5 minutes ago.
Well done, you.
This is City Talk Breakfast
with Phil Easton and Kim Hughes.